Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father.
Good evening, dear friends, dear listeners. Welcome, Solutions Family, to your favorite talk show with your favorite host, Pastor Mwaka from Dallas, Texas. Always a joy and a great honor to come into your homes, or maybe you're driving from work, wherever you are calling in from. It is such a blessing to have this media opportunity to transform lives through the Word of God as we minister and share and discuss and dialogue on relationships, on friendships, on marriage, and on family. We appreciate your tremendous feedback. Keep writing to us and emailing us. We do have a page on Facebook Solutions. Please like our page. But the most important thing, we love to hear from you. Let us know how this program is impacting you. And, of course, let us know of topics you would like us to discuss. It has been 14 months now of this great, great show, and we are so grateful to Zambia Blog Talk Radio for this tremendous opportunity to literally touch nations, because with media, it goes all over people from Africa, as far as Australia, South America. So it's not just us here in America. You can just imagine just 1 hour, and there are people who faithfully log on using the website or call in on Skype or just make sure they always make sure they tune in. So we thank God for such a hunger and such a desire to have that wisdom and that impartation. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, not for lack of prayer, not for lack of fasting, not for lack of serving, but my people perish for lack of knowledge. And this program was birthed out of our great desire, my husband, Apostle Darius, and I, to see strong, happy, godly marriages and family in the body of Christ, and also to see singles making the right choices. We know that the divorce rate is very, very high. And many times when you talk to people, many of them have not gotten counseling or just not knowing how to deal with issues. And we live in a generation where it is so self-centered. It's me, myself, and I. But we know as believers, when we make the Word of God our foundation, our relationships are strong, our marriages are strong, and our families are strong. And of course, it's hard work. It's not just reading the Bible. That's going to give you a great marriage. It does take a lot of work. But before I go into wisdom nuggets this evening, let me just announce and invite all of you, our wonderful Solutions family, all our listeners from wherever you have called in, inviting you for our 10th annual Fresh Aroma Spring Prophetic Conference, which is going to be held next year, 2014, April the 10th to the 13th. Please mark your calendars. It is going to be absolutely awesome, absolutely phenomenal. each year just gets better and better in terms of the quality and the spirit of excellence, and just wonderful friends who come from all over our prayer line family, Fresh Aroma Ministry, which is the ministry God birthed in me 10 years ago. We will be celebrating 10 years of transforming and touching our lives. So it's really going to be a great, great, not just conference, but also celebration of God's faithfulness. So if you've been impacted by our ministry, by Solutions, by Women of Destiny, by our books and CDs, DVDs, crusades, conferences, please come and let us give God the glory together. In fact, I was at the Marriott Hotel in beautiful Las Galinas right here in Texas. Those of you who came this year in April, doing it at the same place, or we're just putting a few things in place. So even from Africa, please come. From Europe, come. South America, come. International ministry, we love nations. We love people from all walks of life. And you know the beauty of conferences, it's not just great music and great preaching, but it's so beautiful to meet friends and to connect. There's a wonderful couple who actually met in 2009, and they've been speakers on this show. At that time, they were single, but now they are married. So good things happen at Fresh Aroma Conferences. And you know, 10, the number 10 is so significant. It speaks of foundations. It speaks of strength. It speaks of covenant. It speaks of fulfillment and manifestation. So I know that it's going to be a very special and unique conference. We're still confirming speakers and psalmists, but it's going to be off the chain. So do mark your calendar. Oh, and the good news is it's free, except for the prophetic breakfast Saturday morning with Prophetess Morgan, because, of course, when you do breakfast in the hotel, it's not free. As beautiful as you are, even if we speak in tongues, they're not impressed by all that. They want the money. So that is the only charge. It is $35, but the conference itself is free. So please mark your calendars, tell your friends. If you're coming from outside, it's your opportunity to have the vacation of a lifetime. All the good-looking people live in Dallas. The weather is great. It's not too hot at that time. So it is going to be just a beautiful reunion, time of refreshing, just a great time. So we look forward to seeing you all. And so this evening, we usually have a lot of guests, but today I just wanted to have a heart-to-heart with you, our Solutions family. And of course, I'm just going to share a little bit, and then we want to open it up for questions, because we love to hear from you. We love your comments and your questions. We learn from one another. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. And so our topic this evening is wisdom nuggets. And that was birthed out of Proverbs 14, verse 1. And that is the scripture that really, really transformed my marriage. I love that scripture. And it says, every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish one plucks it down with her own hands. Proverbs 14, verse 1, every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish one plucks it down with her own hands. It is amazing that when it comes to building a home, from Genesis to Revelation, there's nowhere where it says the husband is the builder of the home. We know the specific roles of the husband to be the provider, to be the protector, to be the priest, the prophet, the king, and of course to love your wife as Christ loved the church. But when it comes to actually building, the responsibility is given to a woman. And I said, wow, God, you mean you believe in us that much? And yes, a big yes from heaven. And I love to look up words so that when we read that scripture, a wise woman builds her house. What exactly does it mean? And I looked up the word to build. The word build, it means to construct by putting parts or material together over a period of time. The word build means to develop or form something gradually. The word build means to develop or give form to something according to a plan. That is so powerful and that is so deep. And beloved, you know that building is not easy. When we look at some of the beautiful skyscrapers of the world, or one of the places every person must visit is Dubai. It is a beautiful nation, and I'm excited that we, every time they invite us to East Africa, we're like, please book us on Emirates so we can go through Dubai. I have a very close friend of mine. We were in law school together, and I tell you, she is living it up. But she lives in Dubai. And I was there last year. I could not get over the architect. I mean, it is immaculate, magnificent, one of the tallest buildings. The Burj Khalifa is there in Dubai. And it took years. And architects will tell you the foundation itself took, I don't even know, maybe 7 years, just the foundation. Once the building itself went up, that was a quick process. But the foundation took years. And so as we have heard the definition, notice that it says the word build is to construct by putting parts or material together over a period of time. And so when this scripture says a wise woman builds her house, it is not an overnight thing. There is no woman who will say, oh, you know, by 2 weeks into marriage, I'm just the best cook and the best cleaner. No, no. Relationships take time. And I'm so glad that the dictionary can break it down like that, that it is something that happens gradually. It is a process. And just like a beautiful building, it takes time. It takes effort. It takes resources. It takes patience. So, you know, builders, if you've ever seen them, here in Dallas, we have 635. They've been building for and constructing for as long as I know. But finally, they seem to be done. And the road is so beautiful. And we were just saying with my husband, wow, they've done such a tremendous job. When they were building, we could not figure out what are they doing and when are they going to be done. But now that all the materials are gone and now there's, you know, there's room and it looks so beautiful and it doesn't take as long, you know, to get from Allen to Irving, you're like, wow, it was worth it. And so I just want to encourage every wife, every potential wife, every beautiful single young lady that God has given us tools as women to build. And some of these tools are, you know, we are so blessed as women, the ability to multitask. I mean, just before I signed on, I was doing dinner, doing homework, dropped off someone for basketball, and then I got a visitor 10 minutes, and you wouldn't even think I had done all that running around. I had a nice smile, welcome, but excuse me, I got to step out and do this show. But God has given us the ability to multitask, because as women, we have so many responsibilities, but we have to learn how to balance, because we also need time for ourselves to be effective wives and effective mothers. We need time for ourselves. We cannot just be going from January to December. So the wonderful husbands and fiancés who are listening in, please just once in a while, not actually once in a while, as often as you can, let your wife take a break. Make the dinner or take the kids out. Sometimes I'll ask my hubby, please, can you all go to somewhere? Just go somewhere. I just need quiet so that I can think and remember who I am, where I am, because, you know, I have people pulling on me from every direction, from the teenagers to the twins to the husband to the church to this and that. So that quiet time And of course, when your spouse supports and reinforces and helps, it is a blessing. But one thing I want you to know, ladies, is you are that wise woman. And as I looked at that scripture, notice it says a wise woman builds, but a foolish one plucks it down with her own hands. I said, Lord God, I do not want to be a foolish woman. And how do we build? Even our words. We know that words are so powerful. Words build, words encourage, words refresh. The Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath. And it also says a word in due season. How refreshing. And so God has given us this great risk. And you know, when your husband walks in the door, ladies, that's not the time to bombard him with, oh, this went wrong, and I had a lousy day, and they're about to cut off the electricity, and your mother has stayed here for too long. No, please. We want to be wise women like Esther. I get so amazed that at a moment of crisis, and she had access and favor to the king, and she could have just poured out her heart, but she waited for the divine timing. And as wives and as ladies, timing is everything. This is part of building, and I've learned over the years, you can be saying the right thing, but at the wrong time, and then it won't be well received, and you know, then everybody is upset, yet you've said something very constructive. But timing is everything. Ladies, also remember that, you know, women, we are influential. When you go to someone's home and the wife is happy and friendly and singing, it's amazing that even if the husband may be tired, quiet, not in a good mood, it doesn't really matter. So long as the wife is happy, I hear men all the time saying, happy wife, happy life, you know. But because we are atmosphere changers. But when you go to a home and the wife and mother is upset, you can literally feel the tension in the room. You know, you don't even want to stay. You're like, oh, we better come back when the madam is in a better mood. So we are influencers. We are atmosphere changers. That is just so powerful. We literally set the mood. We set the tone. And when I was a young bride, oh boy, I'm nothing like I am now. My goodness, I was trouble. And I love to give my testimony because people always look at me and they just think, oh, you just dropped out of heaven. You're just so perfect. You know, you balance everything. I'm like, oh boy. You know, we always joke with Apostle that our marriage in the early days was like Lebanon and Beirut. Not physical, but just, boy, both of us were like, no, no, I'm going to have the final say. So as a young bride, I kind of entered marriage very, very like with a spoiled mentality. We were very spoiled by my dad, my young sister, and I were just two girls. And he really treated us like princesses. So I knew, oh, from princess to queen, you know, from one kingdom to the next. Boy, did I get the shock of my life. And I tell you, my beloved gave me a run for my money. And, you know, as a young bride, I was very argumentative. I always felt I just had to have the last say. I'm like, this East African guy, no, 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 no. He's not going to tell me, oh, I don't like this, I don't like this. I would give it right back to him. Chico, please don't fall off your seat, sweetie. Just, yes, I'm giving my testimony. We try to keep it real and relevant here because we want to help people. This was 20 years ago, not now. But it's good to see, you know, the progress. Remember, we're talking about building. So I just want to be real and just say the early days, oh boy, I mean, I would want to have the last say. If he's upset, I'm upset. You know, I mean, I was like, no, no. It was just proving a point. But, you know, I read that scripture. A wise woman builds her house, but the foolish one plucks it down with her hands. And I began to say, you know what, Lord? And, you know, even my whole prayer was just on him, you know, change him. These demons from Rwanda, oh, my Lord. You know, I was doing some serious deliverance in my prayer closet. And I just thought I was perfect, you know. I'm from this great family, and it's him, you know. And so one day the Lord convicted me and said, what about you? What role do you play? And when I read that scripture, and also from Proverbs 15, verse 1, that says, a soft answer turns away wrath. Oh, my goodness. That really convicted me, because I definitely was not giving soft answers. I was not raising my voice, but you know, ladies, when we want to cut with the mouth, I could cut with the mouth. And I said, my God, this is no way for a woman of God to behave. This is no way. Forget even a woman of God, just as believers. You know, what is the difference? And so as I began to meditate on those two particular scriptures, I just began to say, Lord, teach me, help me. And, you know, one of the things the Lord taught me is patience, you know. Many times when you're dating, you just see the perfect side. Everybody's dressed up, breath is fresh, hair is in place, cologne, the guy has cologne, he's shaved. I mean, everybody's looking good. And of course, you're on your best behavior. You go to a restaurant, even if the waiter spills soup on you, you're like, oh, it's okay, you know, because you're trying to impress. But honey, when that impressing stage is over, now you're together, you know, now the real colors begin to come out. But during that early stage is also a stage of growth. It's also a stage of developing. And that being open and vulnerable is part of the building. And even seeing one another's weaknesses, but loving the other person. Because even if you see your spouse's weaknesses, you don't put them down, you don't criticize them, you don't judge them. Remember, we spoke about using our words wisely and according to timing. I mean, if somebody comes in when they're tired and you start telling them, oh, you're so disorganized, you didn't take the trash out, you didn't do this, honey, they're just not going to receive. So I've learned over the years to know when to advise and to know when to counsel and to know when to speak and to refrain from speaking. So patience is one of the tools that God has given us in this building process. We got to be patient with one another. And when you look at how patient God is with us, oh, that will give you compassion for your spouse, because the Lord is faithful even when we are not faithful. The Lord is kind even when we don't want to, you know, have that godly character. And so personally, that did it for me. When I thought of how faithful and how patient God was with me, I said, oh my God, if you can love me despite me, then surely I can love the one that you've given to me. And a very important tool is to really treasure your spouse. You know, as human beings, we tend to take one another for granted, especially if you have a good husband or a good wife. You know, you get a little bit relaxed and you're like, oh, they'll always be there. And yes, they'll always be there, but never take somebody for granted. And always say thank you and I appreciate you. You know, it is amazing that every person, as we've done this show, one thing we have learned, no matter where we come from, whether it's Africa, the Caribbean, America, each of us have a need to be desired, to be loved, to be appreciated, to be recognized, and to be validated, and to be respected. I mean, every person on the face of the earth, there's nobody who wants to be mistreated or ridiculed or criticized or judged. So the Word of God says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But how much more that person whom God has given you, why not treasure them? Why not love them? Because love is such a powerful, powerful tool. And I learned this in Massachusetts, when I worked as a social worker, they used to give me the toughest kids. I mean, the kids who will cuss you out in a minute. They don't care if you're a preacher, pastor's wife, the Pope's sister, honey, they don't care. They will use any language. And I used, one day I asked my boss, I'm like, how come I get the most difficult cases in the agency? And my boss, who was not a believer, said, because you have so much love and so much compassion. And I said, oh, really? She goes, yes, I see how you talk to them. I see when we go for visits, how you embrace them. And so I learned, because we began to see a tremendous change in the teenagers we were working with. They had been raped, abused, I mean, you name it. And so, of course, they had a lot of anger in them. But kids like that, lecturing them and telling them how terrible they are, or they will even be worse and cuss you even more. But when you begin to love them and respect them and, you know, believe in them, and I thought, my God, if I can see such transformation. So I began to say, in my own marriage, I realized one of the greatest tools we've been given is God's love, not our own love, because our own love is so temporal and our own love is dependent. If you do this, I'll do this. But every day up to now, I say, Lord, let your love fill me and flow out of me for my husband and for my children. And I'm telling you, love will make somebody blossom. You know, let that person know that they're significant, that they're valuable, that they mean the world to you, that they are number one. You know, I always tease my hubby, because when I was in law school, he wrote to me every week for the 4 years I was there. So I still have this big box of letters. I'm very sentimental. And I'm like, sometimes I look at that box, I'm like, wow, you know, it would be nice to get some fresh letters. Those are from the 90s. And that's another thing I want to encourage both ladies and gentlemen on this show. Humor is a very powerful building tool. As we build our relationships and our marriages and our families, be happy. The Bible says laughter is good medicine. Learn to tease one another. Learn to laugh. And, you know, this comes when you build a solid friendship. Because, you know, when you're friends, you don't get easily offended. You're not easily ticked off. You know, so that playing together and just teasing each other, these are some of the little things that have really kept us. We love to have a good time. We like just to laugh and just tease each other. My hubby loves, I do not like going shopping with him. He is so picky. Now, for me, I'll go into a shop. I know what I want. 20, 25 minutes, I'm done. For him, literally, it can be 2 hours. I remember once we went to New York, and I'm telling you, all Christ-like character was slowly disappearing and going into a vapor. Because I'm like, what are you doing? Just pick the suit and let's go. But, you know, you remember all the things you teach others, and you're like, okay, Miss Lady, you know, patience and love, you know. And so these are tools: humor, love, patience. And then remember that it takes time. It's not going to open, or rather, it's not going to happen overnight. Just like there's a saying that says, Rome was not built in a day. It was built one brick at a time. I mean, everything we see, great businesses, great academic institutions, great, even this great nation, it's been over 200 years. It's been a gradual process. It's been a time. So even in marriage, we have to know that it's not an overnight thing. It is a process. It takes time. It will involve effort. Good relationships, good marriages just don't happen. They just don't fall out of the sky. Even if you speak in tongues, praise God. If you have an eloquent voice and you're the worship leader at your church, praise God. You have to put in time. You have to spend time with each other. You have to put in that effort. You know, we live in such a media world. Everybody has an iPad, an iPhone, the TV is on. And like in our home dinner time, I just take everybody's phones, switch off the TV, put the phones far away, dinner time now. Let's find out how each other's day was. And it's really the wife, the mom who can take that initiative. Because, you know, guys, they want to quickly watch the sports. They want to, you know. So it's for us, this is one of the great building tools God has given us. We can influence our spouses and our families, not in a manipulative, controlling way, but, you know, you create that beautiful, happy atmosphere. And sometimes the boys are like, oh, Mom, why are you taking our phone? I'm like, no, because we want to know how your day was, how was basketball. Then now they start talking at the top of their voices. Everybody wants to talk. But you see, it's the way in which we do it. And so if you have just tuned in, tonight our topic is wisdom and nuggets, and our scripture is from Proverbs 41, or rather 14, verse 1. A wise woman builds her house, but the foolish one plucks it with her hands. And I'm just sharing my testimony, my own experience. When I look at how I was 22 years ago, is nothing. Boy, what a major, drastic overhaul change. But thank God that, you know, you when you are patient with one another, when you know you're on the same team, it is a journey, and then it is a blessing. You know, you look at so many couples, boy, they look like they've been baptized in lemon juice. They look so miserable. They just look so unhappy. But marriage is not a burden. It is a blessing. It is from a gift from the Lord. It is God who saw Adam. You know, Adam was given all the animals. He was given the garden to tend. But the Lord looked at him and said, no, 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 something is missing. It is not good for a man to be alone. So God saw that need for companionship, for friendship, for love. And so when we see it from a God's perspective, first of all, if it's God's idea. So if it's God's idea, then we have to follow what the Word says. And of course, it's not easy. I'm not saying it is easy, but really when we follow the Word, when you understand you have a covenant, and when you take it as a blessing, it's not a burden. Even if it is hard work and it's effort, and you know, there are people who have blended families, so that is even extra work. You know, we are talking about in-laws and financial pressures, and now we're living in a time where it's not like the olden days where the wife was at home and the husband comes and the food is ready and the floors are white. No, now both are working. So times have changed. But even if times have changed, the Word of God remains the same. And so I challenge every lady on this line, let us be the wise women. Let us not be the foolish one. And I'm sure all of us have stories. You've been in homes where, you know, the wife is just very careless in her words and in her actions. And it's really very embarrassing. And even if we are, because now we live in a world as women, we've made a lot of progress in terms of education, ministry, business. So most of us are women on the front line, and thank God that the world has changed and we have so many opportunities and many platforms. But our number one ministry is our family. Our number one ministry is to our spouses. And I think if you've known me for any length of time, you know I'm very passionate about my husband and my children. I love being a wife. I love being a mother. One day somebody came to our home, and I love cooking too. And they were like, oh, Pastor Mwaka, this is so delicious. So who catered? I'm like, excuse me, I cooked. I'm like, what? You know how to cook? Like, of course. You think I read the Bible all day long? I mean, I have a husband and kids to feed. So sometimes when people see you in the pulpit, they think that's all you do. All you do is pray and fast and talk to angels. God bless you all for having that wonderful thought. But we do live in a real world, and, you know, husbands to take care of and kids to take care of. And it's a big responsibility. But you see, the attitude in which we handle it matters. I've noticed myself when I begin to say, oh, I'm so tired, the boys are making me tired, the twins are making me tired, oh, then I really feel tired. But when I begin to speak life and say, Lord, it is such a blessing The boys are growing, doing well in school. The twins are growing, even though they're making a complete mess. But you see, the attitude matters. The language matters. So let us be determined to be those wise women. And you know, by the way, being a builder does not mean you do everything. In fact, one of the definitions, I just saw it now, it talks about to develop or give form according to a plan. So every couple and every family must have a plan and must have a vision. And in that plan and in that vision, everybody is involved. And so let me take the pressure off, ladies. Even though we are the main builders, it doesn't mean we do everything. Oh, one good thing I'm very good at is delegating. Our church people will tell you in a minute, if I see you idle, I will give you work to do. Because not one person should be overburdened. So even in the home, husbands who are listening, as I said earlier, just support your wife. Surprise her one day when she comes in and says, look, honey, you go take a shower, come sit down, I'm going to take care of dinner tonight. Because remember, you are part, even though it says a wise woman builds, but you are still part of the plan and you're still part of the vision. So help her, support her. Because the big challenge, as we talk to couples, it's always the housework and the care of kids. And I think when you truly love somebody, I mean, how can you see them from January to December always washing dishes, always doing the laundry, always cooking? I mean, oh boy, I mean, if you love someone, you don't want them to be physically exhausted all the time. You want them to take a break. You want them to relax. Hey, like here, Friday is no cooking day. I mean, I'm like, put away those pots. I am not Martha Stewart today. Please, let's go out and eat. So in that way, it's not, you know, 24/7 by the stove. And so we have to be creative in this building. So even though it is us, as I said, the chief architects, we must learn to delegate. And so wonderful husbands and fiancés and boyfriends and young men on this show this evening, please support the one you love. Help her. Be there for her. Again, as I said, when you love someone, you don't want to see them tired and burnt out. If she gives you something to do, please do it well. Don't put the rice on and then you go watch the basketball game. You forget all about the rice. Then it gets burnt and so she has to start all over again. If you're given a task to do, please do it well. Do it willingly and do it cheerfully. So after having said all that, I believe we have learned something today. I hope you've enjoyed my testimony. I enjoy giving it because people just think preachers, you know, we just were dropped out of heaven, live in heaven and just come fresh from heaven every day. But you know, we like to keep it real and relevant here on Solutions. So at this time, we want to open it up to your questions, to your comments. This is not a monologue. It is a dialogue. We love to hear from you. Please feel free just to press 1 if you have a question or a comment. Miss Lovely Shiko, are you on the line this evening?
Yes, I am on the line.
Wonderful. Are you still in the seat or?
Say that again. Am I what?
I said, are you still on your seat or you're on the floor by
I will not say where I am, but I'm enjoying the show. Thank you so much for telling us about building. And we do have a caller with a question. Area code 618. Your last 4 digits are 0171. You're welcome. Area code 618, your last 4 digits are 0171. Well, it seems that they're not ready.
Oh, good. Have they pressed 1?
Yeah. Yes, okay. They have. if you're not just talking. But let me ask, how do you balance ministry and family?
Yeah, it's not easy because, of course, our family has grown. It was definitely much easier when we just had the three boys because, you know, now they are grown up, they're independent, they can make their own breakfast. Our middle son can even cook, they can make their own bed. And then, of course, as the church is growing, Fresh Aroma has definitely multiplied and expanded. I mean, I have to be real, it is not easy. But one of the things I have that helps me is I have a plan. I like to write everything I'm supposed to do, so people I'm supposed to call back. So in that way, I can see, okay, I've done this. Okay, I've put in this amount of time into ministry. So now when, you know, for example, like when it's dinner time, we don't take calls. Mondays is our day off. We really just, you know, try to be the Brady Bunch, not talk about church stuff and all that. We just kind of, it's all about us. I mean, and of course, if there's an emergency, you have to respond. You know, there's still people you need to talk to, but it takes a lot of work and organization and writing down. And then my wonderful husband, who makes like 7 appointments on one day, sometimes I have to be like, okay, honey, let's compare our appointment books because, you know, he'll tell me he's free and then, you know, so we are still working on it. Some weeks we do really well, sometimes not so well. But especially when you have kids, and especially pastor's kids, I think one of the reasons our kids love ministry is because for the other areas, we are really there for them. I mean, we do not miss, like, parent-teacher meetings when they participate in plays at school. Especially me, I'm all, because my schedule is much more flexible, I'm always there. Like, tonight they had basketball. We want them to be involved. So they have a very fun life at school and in the community. We, you know, we let them visit friends, and friends can come. You know, so that now when it's time for ministry, or if they see us on the phone, we've given them enough time. So that's what we do.
I have another question in regards to that. When you're juggling all that and then you come on Sunday and deliver a powerful message, how are you able to keep up spiritually and really minister like that?
Oh, don't make me laugh. You know, the scripture that says his grace is sufficient, I'm telling you, it is so real. You know, because people do ask me, and when I say it is his grace, they're like, yeah. Okay, so what is it? And I'm like, really, it is his grace. And I'm a morning person, so of course, I love to wake up early in the morning when everybody is sleeping. So that's when I read my Bible, that's when I talk to the Lord, you know, that's when I'll write down my own notes, not necessarily for preaching, but even for my own spiritual life. So my morning is the best time for my spiritual preparation. But sometimes even when everybody's here, like I'm in the kitchen, I'll be like, okay, you all go in the living room, because even as I'm maybe cooking, I'm listening to a sermon, or I'm listening to worship, and as I'm cooking, I'm like communing with the Lord, you know. And again, the way you take something, because I've noticed whenever I say, oh, I'm tired, and when I begin to look at the natural circumstances, I'm like sinking. But when I begin to say, okay, it's a blessing, Lord, what an honor to serve you, I'm blessed to be a wife and a mother, I just find my spirit rising. So, you know, when the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he, it is so true. And even just our words, you know, our words make a difference.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if that has answered. And I mean, I
yes,
don't like to be because, you know, I've been, you know, I've been on the other side as a sitting in the congregation, and the preacher is like, you're like, oh my God, I mean, really? Mm-hmm. Did you pray? Mm-hmm. Did you talk to the Lord? So I think of how I am in the audience, and I'm so when it comes to standing before God's people, oh, I take that very seriously. I mean, if it means only 2 to 3 hours of sleep, so be it. I don't want to be dry in the pulpit. So that I really push myself and go above and beyond. Because, you know, people come to be delivered and healed and restored and renewed, you know. And so as a minister, if the Lord has chosen us, it's important for us to take that seriously. So it's hard work, it's effort, but I love it and I'm passionate about it. So it's not a burden.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, we have two callers on queue right now. And I'll call out the first one, area code 214, last four digits are 6145. You're welcome.
Evening, prophetess.
And good evening.
I just have a comment I want to say. First of all, we are so blessed and so amazed at you and Apostle and just being really real people and true people. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for not just speaking it but living it. You know, we see the love, how you all look at each other's into each other's eyes. You know, I just love it. I love that you are, you know, very intelligent and, you know, a wonderful, mighty woman of God. But you represent us well as women in ministry, and you represent us well. You encourage us. Those are in the church, that's in the church, and you show us it can be done. It is possible.
Yeah.
And just being real about your testimony, you know. So, you know, those ladies who are in waiting wouldn't be go into shock thinking everything is perfect, you know, and relationship does take work. It is like building the foundation. You have to start. You have to build a foundation, and it takes time. But anything great to manifest, it takes time. And by you guys being married this length of time, it truly shows us how wonderful it could be, that it does not get old. It does not get stale. Proof is in the twins. So... So I'm just very excited, and I'm grateful that you always keep it real. You always make it relevant, and God bless you and Apostle for being living examples that we have something tangible to look at and to see and to touch and to be around and know that, you know, it does happen. It can happen. So I appreciate you and Apostle.
Bless you, precious woman of God. And, you know, Lady Nicole, you inspire me greatly because, you know, I've known you in different capacities as a single lady in waiting and always carried yourself with such dignity, never desperate, passionate about God. And, you know, even now you're married and, I mean, you're still beautiful, happy, and just oozing with love for Steve.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. So when we see couples like you and Simon and Beth, you know, even though we've been married 22 years, it inspires us too, you know, to see other couples who are working at it and they love and respect each other. So you're a blessing too, my Caribbean queen.
Thank you, because I really do. Like I said, I'm so grateful for it. And I love how you always, it matters how you think. If you look at the glass half full, it is, you know, your whole aspect of everything is positive and better. But if you look at it half empty and you dread everything and you look at everything that you don't have or that person don't have, you wouldn't get anywhere, you know. But if you, the way you look at things makes a difference. So I ditto, I am so excited because it is good to have mentors around you that is still in love and loving each other and living it and showing us as living examples that it, you know, it doesn't, the fire, what they say, the fire doesn't burn out, you know? It keeps on burning. The light doesn't go out. And the romance, just making time for each other, that's wisdom. It makes a difference to reconnect on a regular basis.
Yes, and it's very important also, Nicole, I believe as marriage, we're supposed to also bring out the best in one another. And so when our spouses' families see them, they should see, wow, what a transformation. You know, like when we go to Rwanda every year and my hubby's family see him and they're like, wow, he's then they're saying all these different things. It is such a testimony to the Lord. And, that's what we are supposed to do for one another. Because can you imagine you go to the Caribbean, Nicole, and you look so unhappy and all raggedy? They're not going to be happy with Steve, you know?
No, they're not.
Exactly. They want to see their princess, who is now a queen, just even more beautiful than she already is, glowing, shining,
yes,
happy. So we're really, that is a powerful ministry we have as wives and as husbands, you know, bringing out the best in each other.
Oh, yes, definitely. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. I will let bow out so the next caller can get their answer, and I won't be selfish and take you all to myself, but I truly have enjoyed this segment of the show. I really have.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Okay. Do we have any callers, questions?
Yes,
Facebook?
We do.
Oh, beautiful.
We do have one more caller.
Mm-hmm.
Area code 617, your last four digits are 6293. You're welcome.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Oh, okay, lovely. Hi, mighty woman of valor, from young bride now to Esther. This is Charlene.
Oh, my goodness, Miss Charlene.
I've enjoyed this hour tremendously. I have laughed, and I could see the beauty of this. I could see Pastor Darius in it was like you painted a picture of just the two of you, and I could see him, and I could hear him in some of the things that you said. It's really just beautiful that you two have become one. And thank you. You know how much I love you guys.
Oh, let me introduce you, Miss Charlene, because I wonder what they're not wondering. What are these two screaming about? Oh, Miss Charlene, we met in Boston many years ago. She was a pretty young lady of 18. We actually met at a bus stop. And I invited her to church, and we had literally just started. That was in 93, called, and we became such close friends, and their family was one of the pioneers of All Nations Boston, and we've kept in touch all these years. So she knows us from long ago. So it is wonderful to reconnect and hear you and see how you've grown. Oh, glory be to God.
Oh, glory be to Him indeed. Thank you so much for this show, Solutions, because people need this. You know, I look at Hollywood and a marriage is a joke. You know, they divorce in 2 weeks, and I'm thinking, even though I'm divorced, I've been single for 14 years, and I'm thinking, after listening to you, he has to come to you for classes first, otherwise, you know, no.
A beautiful lady like you, Miss Charlene, remained single for 4 years.
Oh, raising Elizabeth.
Oh, and she has turned out to be a lovely, godly young lady.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. But I have to also say that we are where we are because of the people on whose shoulders we stand. And I thank God so much for you and Pastor Darius, because first of all, you are the first pastor's wife who wanted to be my friend, you know, and you took not just me, but so many people under your wing and just mentored and loved and prayed for. So no, you were part of that village. So thank you so much.
Wow, my goodness, to God be the glory. You know, when we look at how Jesus did ministry, he loved people. Ministry is about people, it's not titles and, you know, being unapproachable. So that's really what we adopted. And we too have had, you know, incredible pastors and mentors in our lives who are humble, approachable. So, you know, however you've been trained and taught and imparted. That's what you do for us. So we also thank God for the shoulders we stand on and the people who've been an example to us and, you know, taught us by example, not even words, but really by example. So it's a cycle because you're doing the same, Charlene, for so many.
Single mother,
you've kept your testimony. You love the Lord. Elizabeth has grown. She's in Israel now. She loves the Lord. You know.
Amen.
But come to Dallas. There's some handsome, godly young men over here. We'll hook you up.
Well, I guess I'm coming to Dallas soon.
You have to come. We come to Boston all the time. Please, welcome. Come.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for opening your heart to us. And the last thing I want to say is you two make it look so easy. And I used to think it can't be that easy, but really, in essence, it is. If you have God at the center of it all.
Yes. Yes, that is really the key, Charlene. You make God the center. And, you know, sometimes we laugh because, like, say we're getting into an argument and we look at each other, we're like, oh, come on, we are too old for this. And we start laughing at it. What are we arguing about, really? I mean, you know, who took the end of the bread or you didn't? I mean, you've got to choose your battles, really. I mean, we have more serious things. Like watching Zimmerman, who has ended up in jail again. Let me leave that one alone. But, you know, so we got to pick our battles. So I think as you grow older, you mature and, you know, focusing on the strengths. Not that you minimize the weaknesses, because some weaknesses are, you know, serious. Somebody's irresponsible and abusive, you know. Really.
But the end of the bread is something you can compromise on.
Exactly.
I have to also mention your sense of humor. I mean, that is so key. You guys would always just bust out laughing, you know, over the little things, and it just really was really beautiful to watch. And even though I only get to see you on Facebook, it really still is beautiful to watch. So thank you.
Yeah, you know, laughter is good medicine, and you know, it keeps us young. You know, the world has so many challenges. Families have a lot of challenges. So keep that joy and humor. Hey,
yes.
You know, the Lord knows when he says it's good medicine.
Amen.
Nobody wants to come home to a miserable spouse who looks Godzilla.
I know. I was laughing by myself, marinated in lemon juice.
Exactly. No, we don't want to be that. Please, no. God's been good. You know, let's count our blessings and focus on what's working.
Yes.
No lemon juice for marriages and spouses and believers.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you. And you know, Charlene, we want to do, because really here we really do try to keep it real. And we know not everybody's married. There are people who are divorced. There are people who are single. People who are waiting. We would love you to come on and just share your story. Not the details. Yes, because there are many single mothers. But, you know, when I watch your life, you've gone to school, you've raised Elizabeth, you're serving the Lord. I mean, beautiful, happy, I know, waiting for God in his time. So there are many people you would minister to.
Amen. I would love to do that. So you let me know when, and I'll be happy to come on. Because, our stories are not so we can just, you know, keep them to ourselves. Our stories, good and bad, are meant to empower others and, you know, just be a testimony.
Definitely, definitely. Whatever we go through is to help others.
Yes.
Yes, we would love that very, very much. I'm going to, as we communicate on FB or talk, you gave me your number, so I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Thank you, my darling.
Thank you. Cheerio.
God bless your love to Miss Lizzie in Jerusalem and Mommy.
Oh, I will. I'll give them your love.
Oh, blessings to you.
Blessings back. Bye.
Bye. God bless you, Miss Charlene.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Yes, Miss Chico.
We have another caller, and I also have a question from Facebook, but we'll start with the caller. Area code 214, your last four digits are 7987. You're welcome.
Hey, thank you so much. This is Lucy. Is that someone? Oh, my God. Can you hear me?
Yes, welcome, Miss Lucy. Where are you calling from?
South Dallas, Lucy, Eric Carey's wife.
Lucy, I thought you said Lucy. I'm like, oh, sorry.
No. I'm on headphones, and I just got in the car from Walmart. And
okay.
I've been laughing all the way through. People are looking at me like, what's this crazy black woman laughing so loudly about? But thank you so much for taking the time to share your journey. I mean, it speaks volumes that, you know, you'd be talking and I'd back and say, yeah, we do that back in the day, 1 year into marriage. And, you know, just as you were sharing and just seeking God in that. And as I was looking at my watch, I'm going, oh, it's been an hour? I mean, this has got to run into 2 hours or something because... It is such nuggets of truth that you don't get it just like that. You know, there's not a book that will, you know, walk you through unless somebody actually shares their testimony just like you are doing on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So we really appreciate you, Eric, and I really appreciate you. And, you know, with this, I mean, Pastor Waka, you've got to have some fireside chat with the ladies or something. You know what I'm talking about? None of this. You know, it's one of those, let's just talk. Let's just share. You have to have one of these.
We will, and you'll be the head of it all, Miss Love Doctor. In case you don't know, Musi is one of the love doctors in our Dallas community. She is phenomenal. You know, and as I was saying to Lady Nicole and to Miss Charlene, we really learn from one another.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I see single moms like Miss Charlene, she's a young mom, I think about 30, 31, but just how she carries herself, I mean, you wouldn't even know she is breathtakingly beautiful. That's why I was saying what has taken so long, but she has focused on raising, you know, her child. So we learn so much from each other. You know, when I see lovely ladies like you who love God, you love your families, it really inspires me.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will have that fireside chat, Miss Missy, with our red high heels.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get you for that. But anyway, this I think you've got to continue this next week because I know there's lots of questions.
Say that again, Musi.
I said you've got to continue this session on to next week.
Normally we do 2 years. So we're going to do Wisdom Nuggets Part 2.
Good.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. But I'm so encouraged by it. Thank you so much, Miss Musi.
Okay. I have another question from Facebook. Sorry, I'm laughing, but I'm enjoying the show.
Okay.
I have a question. I have a question. There's someone who is asking, what do you do when you've just had an argument with your spouse and then maybe you have to get up on the pulpit and preach, or maybe you have some that show up and you've just had an argument? How do you handle that?
Oh, been there, done that, worn the T-shirt 10 times over. But, you know, as I said, you know, when you grow, you really get to a point where you learn to pick your battles. So if guests walk in, you know, and it depends who they are. There are some very close friends who we have, like the Zaga Bears, you know them. Ms. Charlene, you remember the Zaga Bears from Boston and the Muzingos who are now here. Now, if people like that walked in and I was, say we were having a little Lebanon-Beirut moment, I wouldn't, like, try to switch because, I mean, these are, like, we've known them for 20 years. We've all helped one another. Even Lady Nicole is, you know, she's mature enough. She's my sister. She wouldn't, like, respect me any less if she saw me maybe not happy or we're having a heated discussion. But then if a young believer walked in, I mean, I would definitely have to switch because, you see, not everybody can handle. You know, we also have to remember that not only ministers, we are, all of us are role models to people. And so not everybody can handle certain things, you know. And then on the pulpit, I remember once Joyce Myers, I was at a conference in Taos, and you know Miss Joyce does not hide anything. She came on and said, oh, Dave just made me so upset. I don't know what he had done. She's like, people, give me some time to cool off. I'm so upset right now. And I was like, oh, my God, she didn't. And Dave was there going red. But, you know, he did something so beautiful. He took another mic and he goes, honey, I am so sorry. That was really not fair of me here. All these people, they've come to see you. And right there and then, can you imagine? But then also that openness, it brought healing to so many because then they had an altar call for couples. It was packed, you know. So there are moments to be truthful, but then there are moments you just have to say, Lord, help me. Help me to focus on the bigger assignment. Let me minister. It's not that I'm pretending, but there's a bigger assignment. And then when we're done, we will deal with Mr. Husband. I hope that has answered.
Yes, you've answered very well. That's a good answer. Yes. And we don't have any more callers. That's it.
Wonderful. Well, this brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much, Solutions family, our wonderful listeners. Please do tell your friends about Solutions. I believe we've all been enriched, enlightened, challenged. Iron sharpens iron, even from the questions and the comments. It's been a wonderful blessing. And so we shall continue with Wisdom Nuggets Part 2 next Tuesday. And again, reminding you all for the conference next year, the 10th to the 13th, 2014. Those of you from out of state, you are welcome. Miss Charlene, welcome to Dallas. So God bless all of you that called in. We appreciate you so much. This is Pastor Mwaka from Dallas, Texas on Solutions. Thank you. God bless you.